This is Diana Previs. Welcome to Happy Gut Healthy Lives. Today, we have Cody McBroom. He is the creator of Boom Boom Performance, a lifestyle online coaching company. Cody was inspired in college when he decided to take his career into a new path and changing from a business major to go into fitness. So welcome, Cody, to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually really excited to be here and to talk all things gut health.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into fitness?
Yeah, absolutely. My background is it's kind of the typical trainer story, to be honest with you. I wasn't happy with where I was physically, and it kind of pushed me down a specific path of improvement and self-development. And it all started because as a child, I was always a little overweight, never obese, but never confident about my body, always the heavier set kid in the group. And it kind of dawned on me after years of being picked on a little bit, but also just not feeling good. I was never the fastest in PE. I could never do chin-ups with the rest of the kids at recess. I was always the slowest one on the soccer field. And after literally 18 years of being that way, it finally kind of clicked. And when it clicked was actually when I had a traumatic injury in soccer, and I tore both my ACL and MCL and then had surgery, and it caused more weight gain because I stopped exercising. And at this point, I'm 50 pounds heavier than I am today, and I finally decided to make a change. And it started actually with cutting out all the junk food I was eating as a young adult, and sugar cereals, soda pop, just the typical processed food in the American culture, right? And it started with cutting that out, and then eventually it led to getting into exercise, and that eventually led into going to college and then into training people and then to creating a business. And it kind of was just this process and snowball effect of just getting more and more in tune with my body and just loving the process of my own personal transformation and wanting to share that with other people and help them transform their bodies as well.
Absolutely. And one of the previous interviews, I did a microbiologist interview where he says that he interviewed 20-year-old kids that, you know, they gave them a high caloric meal the night before and how it just stayed in their gut. A good percentage of them couldn't even digest it later on. And that they tested them, you know, days after they ate. So how have you learned in working with people how you've been able to transform them through fitness with having, you know, bad habits, bad diets? What has your experience been?
Well, I mean, over the years, I've worked with hundreds of people. And one of the most, I would say, influential things that I've kind of implemented into my coaching strategy is something I call biofeedback. And basically what that means to me is our body signals, whether it's hormonal, digestive, neurological, kind of the signals our body is giving us of whether we're on the right track or not. Are we really fit? Are we really healthy? Are we actually energetic? So all of my clients look at digestion, sleep, cravings, hunger, mood, performance, recovery, fatigue, all these different factors every single week. And I think the thing I've noticed the most is having people implement exercise or change their diet and then tie it to these biofeedback cues really starts to get their brain turning a little bit differently, because kind of like what you just said with that study, like I'm sure a lot of those kids didn't realize that food was just sitting in their gut and they weren't digesting it. But until we ask these people to kind of analyze, hey, are you stressed out? Are you sleeping well? Are you digesting food well? And actually rank these things on a weekly basis, then they begin to kind of tie things together. And that's when I started seeing a lot of clients really stay consistent and motivated to eat healthy and cut out the processed food and do all these different things and actually stick to a good diet and nutrition plan. Because once they started doing it, they noticed that their exercise improved, and then they lost more weight, and then they were sleeping better, and that actually caused less stress in their life, and so on and so forth. And this is exactly what I went through as well. And I think the biggest key there is just awareness. And a lot of people don't truly have awareness of what's going on with their body. And I think if we can teach people how to become more aware and in tune with their body and the signals that it's telling us, whether they're good or bad, I think that can go a long way in just chasing health.
What have you found in terms of when you're dealing with a client is your biggest struggle with them in terms of getting them to transition to do the work, essentially?
I think the biggest thing is lifestyle change, or even just having the all or nothing mentality. A lot of people assume that if you're going to do exercise, if you're going to get into fitness, you have to be training 6 days a week and in the gym for an hour, and you have to go on a super low carb diet, and this is going to be so difficult that they never actually get started. So I think the most difficult thing that I experience is just getting people actually moving in the right direction and just taking one step at a time. Like, a lot of people either do not make a commitment at all, or they make too many commitments at once. And I don't know if you've seen this too, but a lot of times we, as, I don't know if it's just a normal thing as humans, but we want to implement as much as we can, and we go into a new challenge or transformation, and I see a lot of people want to try 8 different things at once, and it overwhelms them. So a lot of times it's a battle of beating that stress, teaching people that you can do one thing at a time, and getting them to just commit to one simple thing, and waiting a week or two before we add another thing in. Because I always ask clients, you know, at the end of every week when we start a new habit or we implement anything new, I ask them, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel that you could repeat this habit week after week? And if it's not an 8, 9, or 10, I don't feel comfortable adding something else in. So I think a lot of it, and the most difficult thing, is just patience and just knowing that it is a process, because nothing happens overnight.
Right. And when someone comes to you and they say, okay, Cody, fix me. You know, I'm 50 pounds overweight and I've never stepped my foot into a gym, and I like McDonald's. So where do you start?
I typically start with nutrition, to be honest with you. I think that, because I have a lot of clients that, like you just kind of alluded to, it can be intimidating to walk into the gym, especially for somebody who's never been, if somebody has 50 pounds to lose and they've never been somebody who exercises regularly. And I mean, to be honest, that was me. I remember going to a gym at 11 p.m. midnight, that was 24 hours, because I didn't want to run into people that I went to high school with when I first started my journey when I was 18. So I think it can be a difficult thing to add in a bunch of exercise at the start. So I usually choose the nutrition side of things before I even implement exercise. Or maybe the exercise is just a step count. So you're wearing a tracker and you're going to walk an extra 2,000 steps a day. That's all I want from you right now. And we're going to focus on eating real food, because out of everything you just kind of pointed out, I would say the McDonald's, that's the biggest issue right there. And if we can't fix that, we're not going to accomplish that weight loss goal, let alone even get healthier in general. So for me, typically the first thing we do is just chip away at one thing at a time. A lot of people who come to me to lose weight and get healthier are overeating processed food, consuming very unhealthy fat sources, and are usually under eating protein. And I by no means recommend a very, very high bodybuilding style protein intake, but a lot of people are still drastically under consuming protein. And protein has a lot of important factors for us, especially when weight loss is the goal. So for most people, I usually try to eliminate some of the processed food, get some healthier fats into their diet, so a lot of omega-3s and things of such, and then try to focus on protein. Because if you look at your daily meals, and let's say we're eating 4 meals a day, if you can center each meal around protein, you're usually going to aim towards a more whole food-based meal. Whether that's a lean meat or a fish or organic grass-fed dairy or whatever it may be, most of the times, if we can center each meal around protein, we can be in a more whole food-based kind of approach. And that's usually my goal with people, is like, let's just take a small step in the right direction.
Absolutely. What have you seen in terms of, describe your most difficult client that comes in? What do they have the biggest challenges with?
I think the biggest thing is, the most challenging clients I come to, or that come to me, are usually the ones that want instant gratification. So it's less of a, I'm unwilling to change any habits, because I'll be honest with you, most people who come to me, they have to go through an application process. So by this time, they are ready for change. So if I do say, like, hey, like, you know, we're going to have to cut out the fast food and kind of move towards a healthier style of eating, they are kind of expecting me to take them down that route. But the hard part is, you know, like, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds and I have a wedding in 8 weeks. Can you get me bikini ready? I want to diet really hard. And it's like, I'm a very big fan of lifestyle-oriented change. And I know that going down a rapid fat loss path is not the healthiest thing neurologically, emotionally, hormonally. So the most difficult people I come and approach with are definitely the people who are not ready for a longer system or a more consistent, slow-controlled path, and really want that instant gratification of losing weight quick.
And how do you design a program for someone? Do you do some strength testing in the beginning? Walk me through what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything starts, whether they're in my online coaching program or in person working with me, everything starts with a basic movement assessment. I cannot program a functional movement system or training program or any type of weight loss system if I don't know how you move. Because at the end of the day, everybody's mechanics is very different, and certain exercises are going to work better for certain people, and vice versa. So I take everybody through a movement screen right off the get-go. So we're going to basically take you through a series of movements, all body weight or withholding, like a dowel, almost like a broomstick. So we can look at your ankle mobility, knee stability, hip mobility, lumbar spine stability, your thoracic mobility, and just kind of go up the chain joint by joint, seeing how your body actually moves. And typically when we go through this, we'll start to notice imbalances. We'll start to notice pains and nagging injuries. We'll learn more about their history, because as you see certain things don't move as well, you can ask questions, and we can find things that may have happened years ago, but over time created such a bad imbalance that you're compensating in a certain way, causing you to have very off movement patterns. So when I get this, I can kind of take this assessment and evaluate where this person is actually at and how I need to direct them to get to the right result. Because even if fat loss is the goal, if you're not moving properly, you're going to get injured in the process of exercising. And what happens at that point is that we can no longer exercise for fat loss and health. So then you have to take a big break. People usually plateau or gain weight in that process, right? So for me, it always starts with this movement assessment, and then I actually do the exact same thing with their nutrition. So when someone works with me on training, they work with me on nutrition as well, and we assess their nutrition. We use an app and just track all their food for a week, and I just want to see their normal eating habits, because then we can learn what they're getting too much of, what they're not getting enough of, how many meals they eat a day, when they tend to kind of binge or go off the rails, might be the weekend or late at night after work. And we can kind of put things together and figure out everything that's either missing or is a major struggle point in this person's lifestyle that's stopping them from losing fat and being healthier. And then I can create an entire system. As far as strength training and cardio and things like that, I'm a very big fan of strength training, and I think that just about everybody can do that. Now, strength training is a very relative term, because for some people, a 20-pound kettlebell in your arms doing a goblet squat with a slow tempo to a box because you're limited on movement and strength, that's still strength and resistance training, versus somebody might be able to have a barbell on their back with a bunch of weight doing a squat. In my eyes, a squat is a squat, and I want people to learn how to move through functional ranges of motion with resistance, because I know it's going to help bone, joint, muscle, tendon, and metabolism to lose more fat. So I'm a very big fan of strength training.
Absolutely. And doing it in terms of being practical about it, you know, strength training, like you said, you know, you have to be able to coordinate and be able to coordinate the moves so, you know, you don't get off balance. I wanted to ask you about what you see actually in people's pallor, if you've ever noticed somebody coming to you in the beginning, week one, and how, you know, they haven't even started, and you do the consultation with them, and then you address their diet, and you start working with them. What types of changes do you see physically when they come to you week after week?
It's funny. A very classic and typical coach answer is always, it depends. But I guess it's so individual that it really, really changes. So I have a lot of people who will come to me, and let's say they only have 15 to 20 pounds to lose. I have a lot of people who actually won't, to be honest with you, won't lose any weight on the scale for the first 3 weeks. And the reason for that is because the people who come to me usually fall in a category of actually under eating. So I have a lot of people who don't eat enough food. And then I have the people who eat too much and consume too much, and we have to create a deficit. But a lot of times people come to me and we have to create a nutrition plan that makes sense. And by that I mean they're eating not only the right foods, but enough food, because I'm not a big fan of tanking your calories through the floor and then you feel like junk while you're trying to feel good. So that's a big thing. And then when we strength train, that actually causes a little bit of inflammation in the muscle, which is a good thing because it causes a stress that creates a change in our body, which is build more muscle. And sometimes people won't see the scale move, but physically they see results, because water retention and inflammation in their joints and fat loss is happening while they might be putting on a little bit of muscle. And then, of course, I have the other people who do have more than 20 pounds, maybe 30, 40, 50 pounds to lose, and we usually see drastic results pretty quickly. I typically recommend that we stay in the 1 to 2 pounds per week fat loss range, depending on the individual, or 0.5 to 1% of total body weight per week, because obviously, weight is a relative thing to the individual. But typically, we want to see some kind of steady trend on the scale going downward. And in my opinion, the slower, the better to an extent. Even just a half a pound a week is good, because we have to remember that if we take a slow fat loss approach, it's a sustainable fat loss approach. And there's a lot of gimmicks and hacks and tricks and these things out there that can create a 7 pound in 1 week difference. But the issue with that is, are you able to adhere to it? And I'm in the business of creating adherence so people can work with me for as long as they need, but when they leave, they can actually still see results in the long run. So I'm a really big fan of working in a plan that is a little bit slower, but something that you are so confident you can adhere to and stay consistent with, that you're going to continue down that trend on the scale until you get to your end result. Does that answer
Absolutely.
Your question?
Yeah, and I would imagine that just even their pallor, their coloring week after week, when you see them, they, you know, they're not only are they excited to be working with you, because they have somebody that's, you know, holding their hand, coaching them, but you see the circulation difference. You see how everything is starting to flow.
A lot of times I even see people there, you can see differences in their hair color and the strength and vibrance of their skin. I have people that have told me their nails are growing faster. And this is a combination of stress management, nutrition, training, a little bit of everything. But when we combine these things, a lot of people, you'll see before and afters, and they just look vibrant, kind of like what you said. And I think that's one of the most just amazing and just powerful things to see, is when you look at a person and they look just extremely healthy, not just lean or like they've lost weight, but they look extremely healthy and energetic.
Well, we all know that physical exercise is going to produce serotonin, and your serotonin levels largely are produced in your gut. So as you see this transformation taking place, do you work at all with anyone with autoimmune diseases, Cody?
I do. I actually have quite a few that I've worked with over the past. And nutrition is definitely the number one thing I promote, because, as you know, a lot of times it's a specific thing that they're eating that is causing a disturbance in their gut. But a lot of things of what they're discovering now through studies is that a lot of times the reason we can't handle a certain food, so let's use eggs, for example. Somebody has an intolerance to eggs, and it's creating this autoimmune issue response. I actually have a few people going through that with eggs and a couple other ingredients. But one of the claims, I don't know how much science is really backing this up, because science kind of goes in so many ways, is that they lack a diversity of gut bacteria, and that's why their gut can't handle that, because they aren't producing the bacteria and enzymes and all these different things. And what they're finding is that exercise, one, can help with the serotonin, like you said, but it can actually help the diversity in your microbiota. So now we're determining, like, maybe exercise has a bigger effect on creating diversity and more gut bacteria and just a healthier gut, which is going to obviously improve autoimmune diseases or symptoms, and it's going to help you lose a lot of weight. And then if we tie that into weight loss has a direct effect on gut health and just motivation because of the serotonin release and all these different things to kind of keep you going. And I know for me, a lot of my clients who are going through an autoimmune issue also want to feel better, feel more energetic, have less pain or inflammation in their joints. They want to have more muscle mass, maybe less body fat. And exercise is going to promote all these things. So what I find is one of the biggest components or benefits of exercise for these people with autoimmune issues is the motivation factor, because they become more motivated, less stressed. When you have less stress in your body, you're obviously going to have a healthier gut as well, because we know that stress has a big effect on the gut. And everything kind of just starts to work in sync and a little bit better for them. And I think that motivation allows them to actually eat better as well. And it's kind of like this revolving cycle of just getting healthier and healing the gut.
Absolutely. So I want you to give us a story of someone that you felt extremely proud of your efforts in helping. Tell us where they were before they started with you and where they ended up.
Okay. The first one that comes to mind, especially since we're talking about gut health, is somebody who she had extremely bad arthritis in her joints, extremely bad inflammation. I mean, this individual was about 300 pounds, so she had a good amount of weight to lose, obviously. And she wasn't very tall, but she had a lot of weight to lose. And she was actually allergic to latex. So she couldn't even go into any typical gym without breaking out an allergic reaction. So when she coached me, it was just as much of a mindset and an emotional thing that it was a physical thing, because not only is she suffering with autoimmune issues, she's allergic to something that she doesn't know what it is, and it's causing extreme digestion, IBS-related issues, arthritis and inflammation in the joints. but she also can't even go to the gym to help her weight loss like her doctor recommended because she's allergic to latex. So she came to me and she was just extremely down, not only about herself and her body, but just the fact that she felt kind of helpless or hopeless as far as making a positive change. Her doctor wasn't really going the functional route as far as nutrition and medicine go, so he wasn't helping her with an elimination diet or any type of nutrition protocols. So she's just confused. So when she approached me, my first thing was, hey, let's walk more. So we started walking more and we started chopping things out of her diet. And we actually did an elimination process of going pretty much strictly paleo just to get rid of the symptoms. She started dropping 4 to 5 pounds per week because not only inflammation, but just fat loss. She was walking more. She was eating plenty of food, so she didn't feel deprived, but she was seeing the result, and her arthritis in her joints was literally going away completely to a point where she could start doing body weight exercises. So we actually had her starting to do Wii Fit. So now she's doing the Wii with her daughter, and she's able to exercise and do things with her daughter in her living room, but we're still promoting weight loss. And I told her, like, we don't need to go use a barbell in the gym just to get you where you want to be. So we focused on nutrition, and we actually implemented a lot of things back into her diet, and she had no issues with them whatsoever. And then we just found a couple things that her body was kind of rejecting, and she's able to continue down this weight loss path while feeling so much better. And then obviously the mindset thing was such a big key component. And I helped her with, and this is something I do with some of my clients, is like meditation and gratitude practices and self-appreciation and affirmation and things that just kind of kept her moving along the process and staying in touch with me every single week to make sure that she was continually bettering herself. And that's what really helped her, because it was a long journey. We worked together on this for over a year, and it's been, I think, a year and a half now since I've been working with her. And she's down 80 pounds. She feels amazing. Like, she doesn't have the issues with her joints, and she can do stuff with her daughter now, and we know the food she can't handle because of her autoimmune issue. And with her, the energy and excitement, really just gratefulness and appreciation of life and food and exercise and movement and just having a better quality of life, that is the most important thing to me ever. And the fact that I could help somebody that couldn't even walk into the gym because of an allergic reaction that was very serious, I could help her get to her goal, that's immediately the first story that comes to mind.
Absolutely. And the confidence you gave her, that's amazing. What has made you so passionate to want to go ahead and have this type of business?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. So growing up, my dad was in the oil industry for sales, and I wasn't the best student. I had no direction. I had no idea of what I really wanted to do. And everybody kind of just pushed me in the path of being a salesman in the oil industry because I was really good at communication and I was just like my dad. But I didn't like the idea of selling something I didn't love because I could never get excited about oil. And I always say that, like, I don't want to do it because I couldn't get excited. And one day I was in the gym at my college, and I was overweight at this point, and I had a knee brace on from all the surgeries and stuff. And I had a guy come up to me and suggest that I go to his class, which was called Functional Movement. And I ended up skipping my class. It was a business class. And I ended up going to his class, and I fell in love with it. I changed my degree, and he mentored me, introducing me to some of the top guys in the industry. I found out he worked with Olympic swimmers. He worked with NFL athletes. He now owned a gym inside of a hospital helping rehab patients, even patients that were completely paralyzed, help them move and gain neurological function again through exercise. The guy was phenomenal. And he was a really big pivotal point because he saw me even being unmotivated, overweight, and just in the gym by myself. And he took me under his wing and showed me that there was a way to help my knee lose weight and gain knowledge around it. And that was like the flip of a switch. As soon as I went to his class and I saw what was capable and I saw the results he was helping people get, it just immediately turned into such a big drive to change my body so I could finally feel the way I wanted to feel. And once I had that feeling of being lean, being confident, finally taking my shirt off for the first time, I'll never forget that at a lake. First time I ever did that. Just those little feelings of motivation and drive and how it applied to my life with my family, my business, my attitude, my positivity. Once I got that bug and that feeling of all this, there was no way I could stop. And literally every day of my life since then has been moving forward in the fitness industry.
So why don't you walk us through in the last few minutes that we have about your online coaching business and how people can get access to you and what they can expect?
Absolutely. So my online coaching business started with just a blog I was writing while I was training people in person. And as I documented people's process with me working in person, people started reaching out to me from all over the country, and I couldn't train them. So I had to figure out a way to train them from Seattle while they were in New York or Florida or Philadelphia or wherever. So So I created an online platform called BoomBoomPerformance.com. And BoomBoomPerformance.com is a place where you can get free ebooks, free blogs, free podcasts, free videos. I really try to give away as much information around building muscle, losing fat, eating healthier, consistency, adherence, all these things we've been talking about, just to help educate people. And once people get a sense of education where they can take the next step to a more specific and more long-term based approach, then they hire me as an online coach. So they can apply for my online coaching on my website, BoomBoomPerformance.com. And from there, I actually get on a phone interview with them. We take them through a process of goal setting, determining if we're going to be a good fit, my process. And then if it is a good fit and they decide to work with me, we move on to that assessment phase that we already talked about, assessing their movement, assessing their nutrition, and then diving into a very individualized approach regarding their nutrition, their exercise routine, their mobility routine, if they need any cardio. And then throughout the process of working with me, I actually coach them on a weekly or daily, depending on how much attention they need, basis, making sure that they are changing lifestyle factors, eliminating stress, staying consistent, and constantly progressing towards their goals.
That sounds awesome. Everyone, check out BoomBoomPerformance.com. Cody, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And I really encourage everyone to get in there to get access to him. And you've been phenomenal. So tomorrow we'll have another day of Happy Gut Healthy Lives. And thanks so much for listening today. And bye for now.